Perched on a hill, in a crook of a windy road in the town of Tryon, sits a small wooden house, three rooms, a fireplace, and a porch. Unremarkable, except for the plaque near the front door that designates the home as the birthplace of legendary singer-songwriter Nina Simone.
Baby, my baby don't care for shows.
Born Eunice Wayman in 1933.
It's where she began to play the piano and even perform publicly.
That's Adam Pendleton, who joined us by Skype. He's one of four New York-based artists who went in together to buy the home. The house was put on the market in December after more than a decade of local preservation efforts that helped keep it intact. Real estate agent Cindy Veman worked with the seller to find just the right buyer. What was it like showing a piece of history?
The house sold itself. It was more of just trying to convey what we hope would happen and that this would be a preserved piece of history.
A message that resonated with Pendleton, who learned about the house in an email from a Tryon art connection and quickly conspired with colleagues.
I think on the part of all of us, all four of us, there was really just simply a sense of urgency that what a great opportunity to step up and protect something that has such significant symbolic importance that can serve to represent, I think in a profound way, all that Nina Simone has meant and means for American culture.
I wish I knew how.
Simone, who died in 2003, made her mark on the music scene in the 50s and 60s with her deep, forceful voice and a repertoire that included a mix of jazz, blues, and folk music.
I remember seeing Nina at the Village Gate in New York. And boy, could she cast a spell on an audience.
That's Tryon native Happy McLeod.
And at the time, I didn't even know she was from Tryon.
Today, McLeod is president of the Tryon Historical Museum, where work on a Nina Simone exhibit is in progress, part of an ongoing effort to document Simone's connection to the community.
Because not only was she a fabulous musician and vocalist, but was very active in the civil rights movement.
Traits that have roots in her childhood, where her gift for music was discovered and nurtured by a supportive but segregated community. In a 1984 interview, Simone recalls her first brush with discrimination.
It touched me first time when I gave a concert, a recital at age 12, and they wanted to put my mom and daddy on the back row. And I remember standing up quite bravely and said, oh no, my mom and dad will sit on the front row.
Museum board member and curator Julia Calhoun grew up in Tryon.
And it was difficult growing up anywhere under segregation for any person of color. And Tryon is no exception.
After high school, Simone went to New York, where she continued training. But dreams of a classical piano career would take a detour. And she landed a job singing jazz in a nightclub under the name Nina Simone.
No!
The moniker stuck and fame soon followed. And like that first piano recital, Simone used the stage to speak out against discrimination.
Everybody knows about Mississippi. God damn, can't you see it? I know you can.
Woven throughout it all was a complicated and often troubled personal life, which would take its toll on Simone and her career. She eventually moved to France, where she lived until her death at 70. Far away, but not forgotten by her North Carolina hometown. A life-size sculpture of the Tryon's famous native sits in the Nina Simone Plaza downtown. The Simone Museum exhibit is almost complete, boosted by the buzz of the recent home sale.
In fact, I just ordered a new guest book because I am anticipating a lot more people coming.
Tryon's town manager, Zach Ollis, says a Nina Simone app is also in the works.
It'll be a walking app. It will have little bits and pieces about Nina's life, different locations.
A tour that, in the future, may include a stop by a small wooden house.
This is a complicated question. How do you preserve or seek to highlight a significant aspect of someone's story, of someone's biography. Honestly, Helen, I think it's still sinking in. You know, now we're homeowners. You know, we have to mow the grass and tend to the roof and, you know, the day-to-day, you know.
Practical challenges and complicated questions facing four new homeowners from New York who are committed to keeping the Nina Simone legacy alive just need a bit of time to figure it all out.
Baby, my baby don't care for shows.
For BPR News, I'm Helen Chickering.